Now to Mexico and a song that has gone viral. It's a campaign spot for a political party featuring a baby-faced indigenous boy joyfully belting out upbeat lyrics over and over and over. The video has been viewed more than 11 million times on YouTube. But opposition parties and child protection groups are crying foul, accusing politicians of exploiting Mexico's indigenous people. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports this is the latest chapter in an electoral season that's on track to be one of the most contentious in recent memory.
It's really a catchy tune. Not much in the lyrics department. There's one line about the future being in your hands with a vote for the Orange Colored Citizens Movement Party. And a lot of this. Nine-year-old Yuawi Lopez, in the traditional dress of his Huichol tribe, belts out the tune with the highlands of his native Jalisco state in the background.
Me gusta cantar. Eso es lo que me gusta.
Reached by phone, Lopez says he loves to sing and is excited about his newfound fame. But not everyone is. Children's rights groups say the boy is being exploited for political means. And the Morena Party, whose candidate is leading polls in this summer's presidential race, called on election regulators to pull the song from the airwaves, saying it endangers the higher interest of childhood. Yuawi's father, Jose Lopez Robles, says those denouncing him are hypocrites.
¿Por qué se preocupa una persona, un niño que demuestra su talento? ¿Y por qué no se preocupan de los niños que están en la calle?
Why are they so worried about a child who is showing off his talent, and yet they aren't worried about all the children who live in the streets without a mother or father who cares for them? Why?
Mexico's National Electoral Institute sided with Yuawi's father, ruling the boy had parental permission to appear in the ads. But Juan Martín Pérez García, who heads the Network for the Rights of Children in Mexico, insists Yuawi is being treated like a mascot by the political party.
No ha realizado ninguna propuesta para atender a la niñez indígena. No ha sido partícipe de ninguna iniciativa.
They have not put forth any proposals to attend to the problems facing indigenous people. They haven't participated in any initiatives to protect children's rights. It's clear that all they are doing is using this boy unethically.
Pérez says the National Electoral Institute's ruling was a narrow and administrative interpretation of the law, and it has failed its responsibilities to ensure a fair and honest election. This isn't the first nor the last criticism electoral regulators will receive before voters go to the polls on July 1st.
I think this is going to be one of the most problematic elections that we're going to live in Mexico.
Reached by Skype, Jesús Cantú Escalante is a political scientist at the Tecnological de Monterrey University. He says public confidence in election regulators has dropped dramatically as they failed to curb unethical and outright illegal practices. He says everything from flaunting spending limits to vote buying.
They feel empowerment and they are going to push the limits to the extreme, and even in some cases, they are going to go beyond that to win in that way the election.
Cantú points to recent local elections as cause for concern. In two state governors' races, regulators found huge amounts of unregulated money was spent. So much in one state, regulators ruled the vote should be annulled. But Mexico's highest electoral court, reportedly packed with the current president's party appointees, rejected the findings twice. Kenneth Green, who studies Mexican elections at the University of Texas at Austin, says recent budget cuts to the Electoral Institute is cause for concern. And he says over Skype, so is the firing of an electoral crimes prosecutor who was investigating President Peña Nieto's previous campaign funding practices.
The judicial system's ability to investigate and sanction electoral malfeasance has been weakened.
There's still a little more than 6 months until voters go to the polls. But Luis Alberto Chalico, a software engineer waiting by a Mexico City metro stop, says he's not looking forward to them. Recent polls show more than a quarter of likely voters are undecided. There aren't that many good candidates to choose from, he says. Guess it will come down to who's the least worst. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.